You're listening to Morning and Evening, a daily devotional work by Reverend Charles Spurgeon. This reading is brought to you by the Spurgeon Study Bible, available in the original King James Version or the Christian Standard Bible at spurgeonstudybible.com. Good evening. Today is January the 19th. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. Luke 24, verse 45. He whom we viewed last evening as opening Scripture, we here perceive opening the understanding. In the first work, he has many fellow laborers, but in the second, he stands alone. Many can bring the Scriptures to the mind, but the Lord alone can prepare the mind to receive the Scriptures. Our Lord Jesus differs from all other teachers. They reach the ear, but he instructs the heart. They deal with the outward letter, but he imparts an inward taste for the truth, by which we perceive its savour and spirit. The most unlearned of men become ripe scholars in the school of grace when the Lord Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, unfolds the mysteries of the kingdom to them and grants the divine anointing by which they are enabled to behold the invisible. Happy are we if we have had our understandings cleared and strengthened by the Master. How many men of profound learning are ignorant of eternal things? They know the killing letter of Revelation, but its killing spirit they cannot discern. They have a veil upon their hearts, which the eyes of carnal reason cannot penetrate. Such was our case a little time ago. We who now see were once utterly blind. Truth was to us as beauty in the dark, a thing unnoticed and neglected. Had it not been for the love of Jesus, we should have remained to this moment in utter ignorance. For without his gracious opening of our understanding, we could no more have attained to spiritual knowledge than an infant can climb the pyramids or an ostrich fly up to the stars. Jesus' college is the only one in which God's truth can be really learned. Other schools may teach us what is to be believed, but Christ alone can show us how to believe it. Let us sit at the feet of Jesus and by earnest prayer call in his blessed aid, that our dull wits may grow brighter and our feeble understandings may receive heavenly things. May we approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need.